Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadim Klal Mem Hei Simen Tes, and we're talking about Lifnei Iver in regards to making brachas. So, Rambam says that the same way we're going to be matar, we're going to permit giving staka, according to the Mishnah Berurah, in the opinion of the Prima Gadim, in a case where his not making a bracha is due to an onus. So Rambam says the ignorance that we have nowadays of not making a bracha. Is that what the Mishnah Berurah is referring to? And if you're matzah for stalker purposes, you'd be matzah for kira purposes as well. That's definitely a form of stalker. It may be greater than stalker. It's atzala. So, in that situation, so we can be makel. So, in situations of kiruv, offering food to people is not a problem with the Iver, according to this, because they're an honest, they don't know better. And you're doing it for the purpose of a mitzvah. So that still not address the scenario of a business partner, client, relative, etc. He's talking about a situation of kiruv. But are there other considerations that we can talk about which maybe would apply in these other situations? So Rosh Shlomo Zalman has an interesting tshuva. He says that you have to look at a bigger picture over here. And he says, the Chazon Ish says this as well, that there's a Mishnah Masechtas Shviyas which talks about sharing with the neighbors various different types of kelim, which they might end up using to do prohibited actions on Shviyas. The Mishnah says a klal, if the only usage that this item that you're lending has is something which would be prohibited on Shviyas, you may not lend this item to a person who is chashad al Shviyas. So this person is not reliable in regards to Shviyas. He might do something wrong. And you're giving him the utensil, the keli, the machine, which can be used to do that avera. So that's aser. That seems to be simple. That's a din of lifnei iver. You're facilitating him doing an avera, you're enabling him. But the Mishnah says, but if it's a suffix, means there are multiple usages for this item, and even though some of them are prohibited, and he cannot do this avera without this item, so he needs your item, but since he may use it for something which is permitted, you're allowed to lend it to him. So now, we're dealing with a situation of what seems to be a suffix issur d'oraisa. If he uses it for something wrong because of what you've done, you've enabled him, you've given him a mikshul. On the other hand, so we're saying, and it's going to be mutter because of a suffix. How can we understand the idea of a suffix d'oraisa being mutter? So the Chazon Ish says, because we have to balance and look at a bigger picture. If we don't lend to him and we create this distance, the potential damage of this person towards Yiddishkeit, etc., is also a mikshul. So we're creating stumbling blocks in all directions. If we don't lend at all, so Orthodox Jews are snobby, they're mean, they're bad. I don't want to have anything to do with Orthodox Jews. I don't want my kin to be an Orthodox Jew. I don't want anything to do with them. I hate Orthodox Jews. So now you are mikshul, the person, Shlomo Zalman says, in v'haftarecha kamaycha, in the midst of respecting Tamid Chachamim, in the midst of loving Tamid Chachamim. There are many, many mitzvahs in the Torah which you are being machshel him by, as it were, ignoring his needs because of your concern of lifnei iver. So you're not saving him. I don't want to be machshel him, I want to save him. I'm saving him from not eating food without a bracha, and I'm being machshel him in this or the raisa of Haftarecha Kamaycha, cover to me, loving to me, be dubbing to me, etc. So I'm being, by not feeding him, I'm giving him more avarice than by feeding him. So the Chazon Ish says this idea that the Mishnah is saying, if it's a possible situation of suffix that he might not do something wrong, you're allowed to be makel. Rosh Shlomo Zalman takes it even a step further. His case was that they had a guest coming to visit the yeshiva who was a big supporter of the yeshiva. It was a hot day, and they would not give him anything to drink. He would walk away thinking that this yeshiva that he's supporting is people which are bad people, he will stop supporting Torah. He will have animosity towards Tamina Chachamim, and therefore you're allowed to offer him something to drink, even though he's not going to be making a bracha. So that's now the application of that gets very sticky, and a person should not apply this halacha l'maisa himself. Because based on that theory, you're allowed to do a lot, allowed to facilitate many different averas, because you're trying to do a good deed, have a good purpose. So it's not so far from the world of reform and conservative. You're allowed to drive the car on Shabbos in order to daven. So a person should be aware that this is not a blanket heter. So that's another argument in this regards. I would like to read the language of the Chayyadim, Bez Hashem, in the next year, and then add a few more points, and hopefully then we'll be able to move on. And meanwhile, have a good day.